All right, I tell you what, folks, you're in for a treat with our next speaker expert, a real speaker expert, a real communicator, a real web business builder, and someone who can show you how to make it easy. Pay attention, because she has a lot of good material for you that you can use immediately to really navigate through the maze and optimize the money that you're going to make. Let's welcome, all the way from Melbourne, Australia, the Rebel Aussie businesswoman, Jenny Armato.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. It's great to be back here. How are you all feeling?
Yeah.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I just want these folks, particularly in the front, to know that they're not the only serial web people. My name is Jenny Armato, and I'm a serial web business owner. I think I'm in the right room. I live in a place called Melbourne, a little seaside village just outside of Melbourne called Williamstown in Australia. It's a beautiful little village, and if you ever come to Australia, particularly Melbourne, please come and see it, because it's one of the quaintest little villages you'll ever see, and you'll be freaked out by all these people saying how old it is when you come from England, where you're going back thousands of years ago. We live a beautiful little life, and thankfully we made the choice to build the sort of business that I'm hoping to reveal that you can build for yourself today. I build my business with my partner Paul, who you've seen all weekend, and that's Mummy's baby, that's Sparky, and we really do live a charmed life, a beautiful life. We work from an office, which is actually the master bedroom, so we bumped ourselves out of the big room so that we could run our business in a nice spaced out type of way. And as a couple, we've been able to build not only the business that's very successful, but a beautiful life together. And although we work together and we play together and, you know, we're lovers and everything else, we've found a way to put all of that into balance. And I think the real reason why that's become achievable for us is because there's one thing we don't have to worry about anymore. Yeah. Our lifestyle obviously allows me to do things like I'm doing right now. I mean, I'm standing in the middle of London. I don't know what my family, I'm not sure what they think I'm doing, right? Especially when I tell them I've got a website like 60minuteswithjen.com, right? But, you know, this is literally the other side of the world for us, and I could not have dreamed, I could not have visualized this happening right at the start, particularly when I was extremely below zero in a monetary sense. Today, though, we do get to travel the world, and we've got freedoms that we never really thought were possible for us. We really did think that maybe we were condemned to struggleville and that we weren't going to be in the few percent that get an opportunity, like the web business opportunity. But it goes one further, because once you start to build your own life, you get to a point where, although we've got bigger goals now than we've ever had in our life, there's a point where you actually have more money than you need. Would that be a nice position to be in? Well, let me tell you something that you're able to do when you have more money than you need. Has anyone ever been to India? Yes. We went to India actually when we first met, Paul and I, and we left the Maldives, the exotic Maldives, and flew into India, into Mumbai Airport, which it was quite a contrast in cultures. And it changed my perspective on what really mattered in life. And I think it helped dealt with the whole greed factor, which was one of the things we were doing wrong in our quest for money. As a result of having the ability to make choices to help other people, we're in a position now where we can support a little remote village that is actually positioned more or less in the middle of India, if you look at it geographically on the map. When I first realised we had the capacity to do this, I got online and I searched the World Vision website, because I thought, I'd really love to sponsor a child. Who else would like to do something like that? It's a wonderful feeling to be able to help other people. And I found this little girl, and her name is Venkama. And I thought, how appropriate. Karma. So I sponsored her. And that was the start of something. Something that's grown. And now we're in a position where we can provide educational facilities to that remote village from one small idea and one realisation that we don't have to keep grabbing the money and keeping it all for ourselves. It's a lovely position to be in. Who else would like to be able to do what we're doing right now? Okay, I've got enough people in the audience, because once I get enough people going, we've got to work out how to get an internet connection there, right? So I've told you a little bit about who we are and I guess what we stand for. And to me, that what you represent in your life, what you value and how you emanate those values is really important. And I think you want to think about how you act in your business and reflect that as well. Sometimes, you know, that greed factor can kind of mess with your head a bit, particularly when you need the money. Now, we've been here since last week. We were very lucky. I got invited to speak at a conference last week over here. And we had a few days off in between. And yesterday I got online down the back of the room and I thought, I wonder what's been happening in our bank account. Because we've just been playing around Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And because you knew I was here Thursday, right? So this is what's just happened in the last couple of days. The 16th is Monday. The 18th is Wednesday. And the 19th, as you know, we were here. Did you see me doing anything that looked like building my web business on Thursday? Is that the sort of result you want? Remember I said yesterday in the introduction, who would like to have customers that spend $100,000 per annum with them? We have that, more than one. And in fact, just in the last 24 hours, my partner Paul has secured an order that looks like it will bring in us $18,000 net profit. That's one of our 100,000 plus per annum customers. And look where I am right now, talking to you in the middle of London. What if I told you, you may be only 72 hours away from making your first pound or dollar online? How much more excited are you? Good. Firstly, though, grasshopper, you must focus. That's my best Tom Hua impersonation.
Not bad.
You see, the internet's just one big playground, really. If you play business as a game, or if you look at it in a more serious nature, there's so much going on. And I told you the other day in the web business workshop that the most frequently asked question I get is, where do I start? The second most frequently asked question I get is, how do I keep my focus? I'm all about building businesses that are assets. You see, there's lots of money-making opportunities on the internet. You know, go here and do a blog and stick this from ClickBank and do this and run these smart pages, and no disrespect to those money-making ideas, okay? They all work. I use them as well. But what I think's important is that you have an underlying intrinsic value, an asset base that you're building. That's what we've done. The intrinsic value, and if you want to, like we're doing, perhaps look at selling your business. Who'd like to be able to say, how? I can put $100,000 on this and exit. Cash in up front and start something new. So that's what I'm all about. So I guess maybe in a way for some of you that get excited by the heat of the moment stuff, this may not be as interesting to you. But if you want to be around in 2, 5, 10 years from now, like there is absolutely no question I will be, I suggest you have an asset base. Sounds good. The one thing that can ensure you build an asset-based business, a business that will grow and produce an ongoing income, who would like to have a guess at what it takes? Anyone?
Income revenue.
Oh, definitely needs an income revenue.
Recurring revenue.
Oh, recurring revenue, absolutely. Remember we're talking about intrinsic value? One of the most valuable aspects of your business is the system. Not the automated system that you use to build your business, although that's one part of your asset base, but your business system. Some of the attributes that a business system needs to have in order for you to build a business with intrinsic value is that it's organised, that the system has a sequential approach to doing business, something that can be repeated over and over again, and ideally in the web world, also automate it so it takes a lot of the work from us. It didn't occur to me, I was telling Brett this earlier, it didn't occur to me until I was putting this presentation together, that I've actually got 3 years of experience building web businesses with asset bases. You see, I've been building my own businesses for 2 years now. And I started consulting with some people one-on-one about a year ago. So I've got a total of 3 years of market intelligence on what works and what doesn't work. And with 89 web businesses, I have just about tried everything. The system is my my version of what I've put together from all the experts that I've been exposed to over the time. I've taken the best of what everyone's got to offer. I've trialled it in my own business, and then I've trialled it with my clients. And I'm pleased to say that I could break it down into 3 stages. The first stage is turning your ideas into planned income. Now, I picked up a little bit of Alan's presentation. He was talking about doing something that you're good at. Well, I actually subscribe to that idea, especially when you're starting out. Turning the existing intellectual property, your ideas, into income, planned income, mind you, is the first stage to my success and the winning web business system. The second is creating products and the page that sells them. We've heard a lot about that stuff over the weekend, right? And then thirdly, getting visitors and making customers. They are the two things. How many? Two things we want it to remember. Well, today we're up to 3 things. It's a new number. It's 3 stages to the web business system that I operate myself and I work with other clients with. So let's go back to the question I asked. What if I told you you may be only 72 hours away from making your first dollar online? As I said to you when I showed you our income statement just over the last couple of days, we were just down the road, funnily enough, at the Sheridan Heathrow, right? And we'd been cooped up in a seminar and we wanted some fresh air. Now, when you get into the role and into a flow with your business, you suddenly realise that there's more opportunities and ideas around you than you ever thought were possible. So if right now you're thinking, hell, I can't even get through stage one, how can I turn ideas into income when I don't even think I have any? Well, you do. And as you go through the process, you're going to find that they become more and more available to your conscious state of mind. So out we go. We're just going for a walk, right, to get some fresh air into our system. Of course, I really am a strong believer that ideas are your greatest asset, so I'm always looking for a new one. When you are looking for a new one, you have what I call your radar up, and I think a few speakers have referred to that. There's a technical or a scientific way to describe it. It's called your reticular activating system. We're not going to worry about being technical. But we went into this place, which is just down the road on Colnbrook Bypass. Does anyone recognise it? We went there because we were interested in what they were selling there, and we were just killing some time, right? Just kicking loose. And on the way out, they had some brochures. And one of them caught my eye because one of our most successful businesses online is selling physical products using the drop shipping method. So we know that if we can find a market online and a supplier, such as the one identified on the back of this brochure, there's a business opportunity right there. So we grab the brochure and we think, let's go back to the hotel and see what's going down. Now, of course, we're a bit lazy sometimes when we're chilling out. And the next day is Tony, one of my clients, who's also a business partner. It's his birthday. And we said, well, you know, we're really going to go play on Tuesday. And he said, you know what? Rather than playing, I'd really love to explore this opportunity. So we said, OK, let's go to work on the opportunity if that's what you think you want to do for your birthday. So here I am in our hotel room down the road at Sheraton getting into some market research. Checking online some of the things I showed you the other day in a very brief sort of format. And the guy's saying to me, If you can do that side, because you know, what's the first thing a guy does? He lets a woman think she's in control, apparently. I say it's the other way around. So I start keying away, and the guys say, well, we'll go off and we'll do some work to help back up what you're doing. So I haven't seen this yet, but they said, here we are. Apparently that's brainstorming in men's language. So I spring them down the bar and I said, guys, are we going to build this opportunity? They said, sure we are. But please, Jen, just one more. So needless to say, if you want to get something done, you don't rely on the guys, right? Oh, I don't know. So, of course, someone had to uphold the team, right? So away we went, and we discovered a marketplace. These people actively pursuing online the sorts of things we've discovered in this store. Get a little bit excited? Suddenly our idea could possibly be planned income. Let's go have a look at what's happened over the last couple of days. Now, here's something. I don't normally like to say things this way because we're all business people and everyone has their right to their perspective, and I have a different perspective to some other speakers. I don't find very often that people will actually reveal to you exactly the nature of the opportunity. Would you like to know? Okay, well, let's have a look. When I can find the right keys. Here we go. The place I'm talking about, that building that you saw, is actually a fish farm, or a fish shop, I'm not sure what you call them here. They sell exotic tropical fish, and they breed fish there, they do all sorts of things. And the brochure that I picked up, people up near the front might see, are wall-mounted decorative aquariums that are shipped out of China. Unique product that you can access in a wholesale kind of a way. And we're not talking about a $5 fish here, right? We're talking about a $700 or $800 product. They're actually very nice. That's why they caught my eye. I kind of said I wouldn't mind one myself. So that's where our idea starts. But what we discovered when we did some searches, we got some results. And at this stage, I don't judge the figures. And this is in one way that I differ from what you might hear from some other speakers. These programs that say, you know, your search results must be between this and this and whatever. Well, I'm here to tell you, I'm building businesses that don't fit in that criteria. So don't, why limit yourself? In fact, a business that we have that will turn over $1 million this year, put back a result of 330 searches. If I'd have believed the theory, look how much money I was leaving, thinking there was no marketplace. So I say you've got to go through the process. Do not prejudge anything. And we don't know what it is that people are actually looking for, right? We just know that they're searching the type of thing that we've got an idea for. So we used our web business keywords, which of course you all get if you want it as a gift. We copy it into this little K-pad so that we can actually put it into something that I have called a super duper keyword tool, something like that. Anyway, I come up with all these fancy names. Sometimes I confuse myself. So what we wanted to do very quickly using the Google system, I mean, who's loving Google these days now that we know what we know already? So I thought maybe we grab these keywords. Let's throw them into something online, not a flycatcher. Let's do something that gives people immediate gratification. Because when people go looking for something online as you do yourself, what is what you want? What is it that you want? You want immediate gratification. So why not feed it? And in doing so, get some market intelligence. So we grab those keywords. Remember, that tool is only a basic beginner's tool. It only gives us the top 100 in any one set of searches. Now, at this stage, we're just feeling out the marketplace, right? So I want a bit more than 100. So we go into our super duper keyword tool. We turbocharge that list in a way that makes Google happy. And we come up with a total of 396 different ways that tropical fish can be searched online. We get them ready in a way that Google allows us to use them. I'm not going to get too technical, but you can see here that some of them have got quotation marks and some of them have got brackets. This is very important. Very important to your online success to understand little things like that. How many people are running what they call broad match campaigns at the moment and haven't got brackets and quotation marks around their keywords? Well, you're missing out on more than half of your potential marketplace. How do I work that out? Because there's four ways to use your keywords in Google alone. Remember, that's just one of the search engines, right? You guys have actually got access to, of course, all the pay-per-click search pay-per-click search facilities available on the web, but of course in the UK you've got another 16 regional as well. So we take them from our super duper tool and we plug them into our Google AdWords account. Covert operation. Now at this stage, particularly in my case, I'm willing to waste a little bit of money to find out what's going on out there, right? So I plug those keywords in, and if you may remember with the dog barking one, you write this little ad that appears on the right-hand side of the search results. Everyone with me? And we put in all those keywords. In fact, we ended up with 1,307 keywords by the time we were done. So we're making maximum reach to a potential marketplace. We know it's active online, we're just not sure what it's doing yet, right? So what we do, because we've got limited time, there's a couple of really bad things here that I never want you to do, at least not in the start. The content network and the search network are two different ways you can advertise on Google. Especially in the research phase, I recommend you run a 7-day cycle, okay? And don't use the content network. You get poor results and it drags your overall result down. You'll get a much poorer result and it will cost you, as you can see, virtually the same, in fact, more money for a lesser result. Okay? But I had to expedite this process because, you know, the team was working real hard on Tuesday and I wanted to get something for you by Saturday. So at this stage, we've put up a Google AdWords campaign. And we want to find out what's going on in the marketplace. So the other cool thing that this tool does, it allows you to open up in Google directly from within it and all the other search engines so you can get a handle on the marketplace. This is part of planning to make money online. Now, I'm not going to open it from within inside it in case it closes one of my other windows I've got open. You know how it replaces the existing window? So there's not a lot going on here, right? No, there is. I'm kidding. That was a joke. Everyone with us? Got mid-afternoon lull? Okay. So we can see there's an active marketplace. We check all that out. We put our little Google AdWords campaign up. But what exactly are we offering at this point? A few people asked me this the other day. Now, the other great thing about domain names and simple websites is that you can set them up in a matter of minutes. Now, the domain name I wanted, I couldn't get. But for the purpose of this exercise, I grabbed one. I don't normally use hyphens, but, you know, the team was working so hard, I thought I'd better just grab what I can and get on with it. So our little advertisement will take people to a site where they can immediately get some access to information about tropical fish. And we outline some possible articles that they can download. And when they scroll down and read what I'm on about, I'll give them a way to get what they want straight away. No waiting till I build an ebook or anything like that. There's some instant gratification built in. And of course I make it look attractive. I just grab those fish images off the Google results that you can do in a search. You know, you can search by images. Yep. Okay. So that's the page that they got sent to. And we started to find people were actually telling us what their question was or what they wanted to know or why they were online, which is what the content of that page was all about. So now we're giving some very specific market intelligence, right? What it is that people are looking for. Now, I haven't even decided whether I'm going ahead with this project yet, and I've already got a database of qualified leads building that are interested in this marketplace for a few bucks. No product, no fancy website, none of that just yet. In fact, the people that decide to join our program, you'll be able to do this aspect of your research for free on our site initially. So the other thing we wanted to know was, because there were a few information type websites around, we wanted to see what sort of reaction we'd get if we actually put a price on our advertisement. Now, we don't know if the copy we've got here is good, right? And normally I would split test my advertisements to get a good one, okay? But again, because of lack of time and me wanting to show you in real time what we're doing, this is a live campaign right now, okay? You can see I've put up three different versions of that same ad. The first one doesn't identify any sort of monetary component. The second one's got $47 on it, and the third one's got $27 on it. We're just wanting to know, not only is there a capacity to pay, but is there a willingness to pay? Just because you might be appealing to a certain marketplace doesn't mean they're a marketplace that spends money online. So we're already finding out, look at that, 87 people were prepared to click on our ad that told them there was something there for $47. Is that good information to know? And the same with the 27. And of course, this doesn't imply that there's something there for free, but it has got the more clicks. Now, the click-through rates are dragged down by that content network option that I suggest you never select, right? And also, this could be a bad ad, okay? We haven't had time to test it. But can you see how by doing something as simple as that, you can start to gather some real idea of whether your idea is worthwhile pursuing before you go too far, before you get muddled up in bothering to learn, you know, about HTML and this product and that product and everything else that you hear in the world of the marketing geniuses that we all subscribe to, where they love to tell us we need the next best thing. So, of course, we need to take that intelligence and plug it into a system. Remember, we're running a system here, three stages, turning your ideas into planned income. Now, who's been smart enough to be a part of our workshops down the back? We've actually been running a projector for you on whether ideas are profitable or not. How have you found that, just quickly? Just try and say it loud.
Very useful.
Can you see the difference between thinking something might be a good idea and actually seeing when we run the monetary aspect of that and run it out over a month and a year, the income potential of an idea? In case you didn't realise, women are the biggest spenders online. No surprise, the guys say. They control the majority of the household expenditure, guys. And have a look at the headline. Women are the largest group of new millionaires emerging today. So just like the tropical fish exercise, I thought, I wonder if I start collecting some market intelligence about women that are online and start to build relationships with women online in a very cheap way, I wonder what I can find out. Now, every one of you are welcome to join this. This isn't a network, a membership-based site for women only. It's about marketing to women, because who'd like to understand how to tap into the largest spending community online, male or female? Right. So, of course, I'm gathering some great intelligence from the women that are coming into that. And I'm just about to release my second book. I was hoping it would be done before we got here, about smart marketing online women. So that's going to be available sometime soon, and I guess I'll give you guys an advanced copy if you'd like to have a look at it. But one idea from reading an article about the emerging new group of millionaires online today triggered that reaction. I'm gathering market intelligence basically for free. that I'm going to be able to put to work and monetize at some point. Another example, it's very hard to position yourself in an expert industry when there's so many experts, right? So I had to find a unique angle. And I've actually, because I've spent a bucket load of money with these experts, they owed me a private one-on-one interview. So I did that, and I positioned myself in this industry in a way that's unique and creative and valuable to the marketplace. Who'd like to take 14 of the world's best marketers home with them? Tap into their brains in a private sitting, one-on-one interviews. Another great way you can tap into a marketplace. There's a heap of people online looking for personal development type things. I found a product in the public domain, not something I have time to tell you about today, but that, again, I've built a database of people that want a wealth consciousness in their life using something that I didn't even write. Pretty cool. This little site down here, publicdomainresource.com, a guy by the name of Peter Woodhead here in the UK, who knows Peter? Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful man. He's just about to launch that site, and you're going to be able to access all the public domain material that he has collated over many, many years. So I would recommend you check that out at some time soon. The Web Business Planner, the software we've got down the back, a new type of product, not an information product, it's a software product. It's a solution to a problem. Because in my line of work in this industry, I'm running into train wreck after train wreck of people who have lost their focus in their business. They've forgotten why they got involved. At one point, they wanted to do what I'm doing in India, but they've ran out of money. They got confused and they got lost. So the Web Business Planner was a natural way to solve that problem. Give people the ability to forecast their income before they spend a cent. And part of that system is what I've just shown you using the Google AdWords campaign and the downloadable article page. Turning your ideas into planned income is the right place to start. But unfortunately, I meet people, again, time and time, that don't start here. They start with a product or an idea, a product or a product idea. And they say, I've got this product idea and I want to pursue it. And I'm like, well, hang on a minute. Why don't you look at, I've got an idea that I'd like to explore the potentiality of, both in terms of market reach and income on the internet. That might be a bit wordy, but basically what I'm saying is, think about the marketplace first and then work out what the product, the appropriate product will be. So the three key considerations of turning your ideas into planned income, here come, they're not written up, so you're going to have to write them down. The first one, think about what it is that you like to do. Think about what it is that you have fun doing. Think about what you know really well. Think about things that you can see yourself 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 years from now still being involved in. Okay, it's a great way to start. The second thing, think about the types of people you'd like to help. There's going to be a profile of those people and you're going to be able to narrow it down. Do you want to work with a particular area of expertise? Do you want to work with beginners? Do you want to work with a particular industry, a particular profession? So the first thing, thinking about what you want to do. Second thing, thinking about the type of people you'd like to help. The third thing, checking out the marketplace. Can you actively transact with these people online? Now, I'd say to shortlist about 5 ideas and start that process. 5 ideas, then break down from those the different levels of people, the different types of people, the demographic that you'd like to help, and then go check out whether or not there's a way for you to make money with them online. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you 99% of the people that have gone before you don't do it. I can't figure it out. I stand up here and I say, you know, we're going to make $1 million turnover out of one business. This is how I do it. And people still come up to me and say, I've got a product idea. And that brings us to the second section, creating a product and pages that sell them. I'm not going to really spend any time here at all, but I did want to give you some ideas. There's a guy down the back by the name of Martin Wales, another handsome man that I've collected up in my travels from Canada, who is he runs an online radio show. And he actually said to me yesterday, you know what, Jen, if you've got people listening to your presentation that need some help to get out of them their knowledge, he's willing to interview you. I don't know about you, but I'm bloody hopeless when I'm sitting down with a blank piece of paper. But someone get me talking on the subject, and well, you know, I have to have two presentation slots, right? So, Martin, will you just stand up and give everyone a wave? Martin's come all the way from Canada. Just give him a little round of applause. Thanks, Martin. So, if you want to do that, have a chat to Martin, because he'll set up a deal. He'll pull out, extract from you your intellectual information and do a deal. Maybe he's going to use it in one way and you can use it in another. It could be the product itself, particularly if you've got a unique angle in your industry. The second one, I believe very strongly in giving people a physical element. I don't like giving people download links and, you know, the virtual kind of business tools. So I, particularly with my higher-end products, I don't sell products for $47 on the internet, right? It's not a game I want to play. If you're in the same line and you want to produce CDs or DVDs to a worldwide audience on the internet, this gentleman's a local gentleman that runs cdduplicationondemand.com, and he also runs DVD Duplication On Demand. He has an office here in the UK, so any orders you get in this region, including Europe, he dispatches to. He has an office in the USA, so any orders you get in the Americas, he will dispatch from that point for you. And he has an office in Australia. So any orders you get in that region, he'll dispatch for you. And here's the kicker. You don't have to get 1,000 of them made up. Is that cool? He will do it on demand and bill you on demand. Now, you're going to pay a little bit more than if you got 1,000 of something done, right? But is that okay when you're working on the sort of margins that we work on for information products? Two very valuable contacts for you. The pages that sell your products. Again, I'm not going to spend a lot of time, but here's a kicker point. A lot of people miss it. They get caught up in writing fancy copy and they forget to be real. They forget to be the real deal. The biggest issue you have to come into terms with and overcome on the internet, who would like to have a go at what that is? Who said that? Congratulations. You'll get something for that. The single biggest issue you have to overcome is trust. And some of those sites I quickly flicked up for you have different elements in them that help to build the trust. And I've talked about it in different ways. But really what the bottom line is, all the copy, all the bits and pieces we plug into our page to get people to push the button is all about building trust. And for me, multimedia has been an excellent way to do that. And if I had time, I'd show you the oodles of feedback I get from people. You know, I even get messages from people saying, you know, I love your website, I play the audio over and over. And I'm like, oh, God, it's seriously twisted. But anyway. And so this is just a little example I quickly popped up. It's got a form on it. You know, it's got a free report. There's an audio button there. There's my photo there, highly touched up. Well, I think you've got to have one good day, right? So, you know, the pages that sell, I'm going to leave that to the experts to tell you more about, but I wanted to give you that inside tip in case no one else covered it. Really what it's all about is building trust, because you are one removed online. Remember we talked about the two things to do with internet marketing, actually marketing your business, traffic generation and traffic conversion. Well, under our winning web business system, the system underpins everything I've covered here, we have 30 different ways to market and even more ways to convert. My traffic conversion mentor, Alex Mandosian, has over 400 traffic conversion strategies and tactics. How mind-altering is that? I sat down with him for 60 minutes. He totally blew me away. And he's just getting started. So, of course, I had to buy his $2,000 pack to find out more. Clever. And in terms of what we teach people for web business for profit, because we don't teach the A to Z of the internet, because we don't actually believe you need that. What you need is the tools, the ideas, the equipment and the plan for the P. What's the P? That's all we're worried about. So, here's our marketing model. And if you are coming to the workshops, if you haven't been yet, I'm encouraging you to come, because you're going to go away armed with information that gives you insight like you've never had before. Oh, thanks. Here we go again, guys. Okay, we showed you pay-per-click, generating immediate sales from direct advertising. There's a number of different ways to do that. Creating extra sales, which is cultivating the opt-in, offering mini-courses, programs, those sorts of things. The repeat sales, which is the session we were meant to do at lunchtime today. But, you know, someone should have turned off David Kavanagh's microphone. But we'll go over that at the dinner break, looking at the value of, well, when you do have a list, really how much money's in it. We're going to look at that. Then the fourth one is building an affiliate network, realising the power of having other people going out doing the work for you. And, of course, the power of joint ventures. It was the number one way I got started in my digital-based business, was doing joint ventures with some guys down the back. In fact, Brett and Ted. And we just want to tell you real quick that Brett released his offer to my product before I had my website completed. It was absolutely hysterical. Paul and I have fallen all over ourselves because we're getting all these responses in the email saying that people are going and signing up. And I'm like, oh, my God, when they push the button, they're going nowhere. But anyway, we still did well. If you do currently have a website, now is the time to stop your website being a cost centre and changing your focus to making your web presence a web business for profit. Whether you use my system or any other system, this is a conscious decision you must make. You are going to make a profit in this business, and you're going to stick at it until you find that first dollar. Is that a deal?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Who'd like some free gifts to help them do that? The keyword customer and competition research tool. I've shown you very briefly the true power of that. Okay, the web business keywords tool. That's yours. It's a great place to start. The startup voucher, £20 Google voucher, who grabbed that? If you haven't grabbed one, I mean, you know, free money. It really is. I have a booklet called Getting Started with Google, a planning and maximisation guide. Do you think I might know some things about Google that a lot of other people don't know?
Yeah.
I've made $100,000 plus clients out of 67 cent click. I don't believe in just getting in the game and wetting the sponge. I pull that baby out and I wring every last little bloody bit out of it. And if you don't believe me, ask my clients down the back. They're like, are you going to dig any deeper, Jen? I'm like, yeah, there's still money there. So that'll help you get started in my mind-altered way that I live my life online. My beautiful new book, well, it's not the newest one, but Think and Glow Rich, Women Glow. Martin Wales actually gave me that title. Came from a bloke. That's a bit of a worry. No, he's married with three kids. So I better put that on the record. If you do want to join the World Internet Women and get a feel for how it is that women like to interact and do business and learn the demographic and behavioural information that I found in the research for my Smart Marketing Women online book, by all means, come join in. I'm going to give you a recommendation list and UK contacts and services that I use in this part of the world. Is that going to help?
Mm-hmm.
These are people and services that I've already tested for you. Okay, you're not going to get an email from me saying, we heard about this great new idea, go ahead and buy it. These are services that I'm using in your area because I'm already in your marketplace, guys. Look out. And Martin just threw in something yesterday. I haven't seen it yet, but he says it's quite clever what he's done. How to get testimonials from the first day of your business. Who'd like to know that? Okay, well, when he gets it to me, I'll put it up on my download page for you. Now, here's the thing. Wonderful thing about my lifestyle, right? When we finish here, on Monday, Paul and I fly to Rome. We're doing a beautiful tour of Italy. And we'll get home sometime towards the beginning of January. Who'd like to come? I mean, June. Oh, heavens. Mummy would never leave her baby for that long, let me tell you. But I'm telling you that now because not everything I've got for you is uploaded yet, okay? So you're going to give me how many weeks? 2 weeks, okay? Let me get back. Some of the stuff is already there, but the things that have been added in the last couple of days aren't. Now, if you want to leave your name, I can just email you when I've got them up, or just bookmark the page and come back at a later stage. Okay. Do you like my system? Does it make sense? Do you think you could do it? I'm telling you, you can. I've got clients that do it every day. Let's have a listen to a couple of them, just real quick.
Well, Jen, I'm really, really thankful that I found the opportunity and found you to help me and mentor me through setting up my new business. One of the main things that I've received from the first three sessions, you know, I've got so much more to learn from you, but in the first three sessions, what has helped me the most is, first of all, you gave me two bonus calls I was not expecting at all. So two gifts, two wonderful gifts where I...
Okay, that's one of the things we do. You can go to the site and play them in full. I rang these guys up and said, would you mind just saying briefly what you think? And I'm like, 3 or 4 minutes later, you know, that's really nice. Thank you very much. The next guy, Ray, he made a really pertinent point that we'll hopefully hear.
I've been to a number of seminars already, a number of conferences, and you come out of the conference and you're all excited, you're all motivated, you get home, you put together a few strategies in place, and then you get stuck and you just think, oh my God, how do you do that? And I think that's one of the hardest things, just feeling so insulated and on your own, and it can be quite a struggle to find out how to do something that may even be quite simple. And one of the things that I just loved about being involved in your mastermind series was that you gave the opportunity for me to just pipe up and ask a few questions.
Okay, we got the gist. One of your own.
Hi, I'm Mike Blacktop. I run a number of websites that help disabled people and other people on a low income earn money on the net.
I'm just going to pause that one there because you can go back. But what I want you to know is that's another thing that Paul and I are able to do. Mike, in some bizarre way, I still haven't sorted out exactly what he does, but he helps disabled people build businesses online, give them an opportunity in some sort of public program that he has in a way that they could never make possible before. Is that pretty cool? He's the guy that actually runs the CD duplication on demand and DVD duplication on demand business that I told you about. So the proceeds go into his kitty and then he farms the money out from there. So he's just, is it Haven't Hands or something? That's the name of the place he's from. He wandered in yesterday with some product for me. Well, let's have a listen to a couple of people that are in the room, because I think it's really important for you to know that it's not just me talking about what I've achieved. So guys, if you've got a minute, Tony, I'll just invite you to say a quick word if you don't mind.
Sure, I'd like to. When I met Jenny at the World Internet Summit last year in the U.S., I hadn't made a cent online. I didn't even have a website up. And I just want to say, if you're feeling overwhelmed this weekend and you're feeling just you don't know where to start, I completely understand, because I felt the exact same way when I left Nashville last year. But what I found through Jenny's mastermind program was she focused on the key things that make a difference and that really make you money. What I also loved is she didn't pitch me out a bunch of stuff and she didn't try to sell me a bunch of stuff. She just got me going. And I'm happy to report that we started those mastermind classes in mid-October. And by the end of November, I had my first online sale.
Woo!
And which is really good. That's great. I've made a lot of sales since then, but that first one, let me just, and I'm, because I get so excited about this. The email came in that I had made a sale, and I was staring at it because I couldn't believe what I was looking at. And then I started running down the stairs and screaming, and my dogs start chasing me, and they're barking, and our cats are clearing out, and my wife's running and saying, "What's wrong? What's wrong?" I said, "I just made $37." And she's like, you know, she thinks I'm insane anyway.
So you get off on all the basic things, don't you? It doesn't take much.
It's so exciting to know this stuff actually works, and it really does, and I hope all of you take advantage of this incredible opportunity. So since then, Jen and I have become business partners. We're working on several joint venture deals. I do this full time now. And I can tell you, Jenny is honest. She's trustworthy. And if you think she is the real deal, I'm here to tell you she is the real deal. Absolutely.
Oh,
thanks, Jen.
Thank you. Just another one of the beautiful men. Oh, I've got... Isn't that great, though, to know that you can affect people like that? Dan?
She's cool. I met Jenny last year at the Internet Summit in the UK. I joined a mastermind program. I think the first thing that strikes me in the mastermind program, it's a really good laugh. It's a lot of fun. And I got her again. it's a really good laugh. It's a really open environment. A lot of fun, a lot of sharing. And Jenny's not there just kind of telling me what to do. She's providing some information. It's up to me to decide what I'm going to do with it. And I can ask questions. Now, I'm currently, again, a business partner with Jenny working on some opportunities, as well as there's a business that I'm developing that's going to take a while. It's not like a get online quickly. It's a lady in the UK called Sarah Newton coaching for teens. And we're moving, transitioning that business across into some other areas. And that's a kind of a long-term project. So I'm utilizing a lot of resources and from the Mastermind group to start to get the foundations in place, ready for when we launch that. So, again, the Mastermind group, really, really good fun. What's about?
Okay, so if you're looking for... Thanks, Dan. And the project that they're doing, helping teens, if you don't know about Sarah Newton, go check her out. She counsels kids in crisis. And through the internet, she's reaching out to them. Not only the kids, but the parents who are in crisis as well. See the power of the internet? It's fascinating what you can do. Who's now feeling like they really are ready to make money online today? Ah, oh, I need a better reaction than that.
Yes!
Cool. Well, if you haven't already, open up your folders because someone, albeit of no value to you really, has some Aussie money in it. Keep looking. Oh, we've got a winner. Come on up. Give her a round of applause. Have a microphone. Your name is?
Janet
Brown. And you've come here because?
Because I really need a cash input in my business because it's very much under stress at the moment.
Okay, who can relate to that? Well, this could be your lucky day.
Wow.
You're in for a surprise. Let me tell you what I've got here, because when opportunity comes, you've got to be ready to act. If I give you some tools that you'll take some action on, what will it do to your life?
It would take the stress. I think that's the main thing that I'm looking for, the stress to be taken away. For many years, I've been under a financial stress, struggling with the business, and this will really make the difference. We'll get a bit of quality of life because we feel now, my husband and I, that we're feeling the physical strain of it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be good to be able to relax.
Well, I've been in that position, so I want to help you out. It's one of the wonderful things that you can do with information. You can give it to people if you so choose to do so. Who'd like to be in the position I'm in right now? To know that what I'm about to give this woman could change her life. The beginnings. So, Janet, I've got this for you. I sat down with Stephen Pearce for an hour. In fact, we had to wind the interview up because we had to get back into the room at the World Internet Summit in Australia. If you don't yet know about the power of Stephen Pearce, you better not be late to his presentation. He's going to give you the most powerful set of information about mindset and taking opportunity and acting on it that I have ever heard. He is a modern day genius, this guy. That is yours to keep as a gift from me.
Thank you, dear.
Now, in the online world, what's really important is value. So I'm going to throw in a whole lot of things. I'm going to have to be really quick. Alex Mandosian, traffic conversion specialist. We want to learn from him, right? Sat down with him for an hour. He shared with me the laws of conversion and the principles of conversion. You now have direct access to them. Rob Bell, the CEO of Ted's Autopilot Riches, talking about web business automation and what you can do when you know that. How valuable is that for you to know one-on-one, me asking him the questions?
Fantastic.
Johan Mock. Who's heard of Johan? He's had some wonderful success and he's travelled with the World Internet Summit a lot. Fantastic guy. Really, joint ventures, I mean, he'll do anything. He just finds opportunity. And he talks about how he finds opportunity in that interview. Tom Hua, you didn't get to hear the story of Tom Hua. If there's one man in this room that Paul and I just would do anything for, it's Tom. There is nothing he could ask us to do that we wouldn't do. A fascinating individual and a remarkable, humble man. I think that's what I love about Tom the most. What's good news for me is I only live about 20, 30 minutes from him. But he gave an hour of his time with me on CD. These other ones are DVDs, and I want you to have that because he started with less than nothing. So his wealth consciousness changed considerably to be where he is today, right? Do you think that'll be helpful for you, Janet?
Absolutely.
Good. Brett McFall, of course, one of the co-hosts, just talking about the need for education, along with Ted Siubra in a DVD interview. That's yours to sit down and enjoy. They're a funny pair when you put them together. Armin Morin, Mr. Generator himself. I sat down with him back in March last year, and he gave me insights that I haven't heard in any of his products. I've been on his $2,000 programs. He gave me stuff in that that are all about getting your head right on the internet. Brian Duffel came up with one idea when the tax system changed in Australia. Built a little software program to help people manage the introduction of our version of VAT. Made over $300,000 online from an Excel spreadsheet in a matter of weeks. Pretty cool story. Oh, he was a truck driver. Kurt Christensen. You haven't heard from him yet, but he will blow your mind. Again, he shared, this guy was heading towards the military. I don't want to steal his thunder or anything, but in a matter of one day of sport, that career vanished from within the reach. He was never going to be able to pursue what he wanted to pursue. So he turned his hand to the internet opportunity and built all the businesses that he has today. Mike Stewart, fantastic insights into audio, video, podcasting and so on. Peter Sun, all about licensing, businesses. Good one to have. Good weapon in your arsenal. Funny guy, hysterical. You actually hear me cracking up laughing in that one because he's too funny. Mr. Google AdWords himself, Perry Marshall. Who's heard about him? I got an hour with Perry going over the nuances and the pitfalls of advertising on the pay-per-click systems online. Do you think that'll help you get started?
It's just like nothing else.
Is that a good pack? Yeah. It's unique. But you know what? It really is all in your head. You can get all the how-tos in a world. But if you don't know how to put it together in your own mind and turn it into an opportunity, it doesn't matter how good the opportunity was. So The Law of Success, written by Napoleon Hill. 99% of success books these days are modelled on Napoleon Hill's Law of Success. Here is the original masterpiece, and it's yours forever. I have some teleclasses I ran. Last year I ran a pilot program. I charged my clients $1 for my intellectual property. Was I insane or what? But guess what I found out? What you needed to know and what you wanted to know. And I put it all together in a teleclass program. And it's all recorded here for you. So there's small interactive teleclasses where I'm explaining the system in much more detail. There's 10 hours of recording here and I've had like an hour, right? There's 10 hours in a small focus group setting. Me explaining the system in detail, step by step, every single piece. And them asking questions throughout it. Do you think that's going to be useful?
I've lost the words.
Along with that, I run a program, a fun program, as Dan said. We do like to have fun. We call it Survivor AdWords. Outwit, outplay and outsell on Google. I love it because I wet that sucker and I squeeze every little last bit of life out of it. You are going to get the basics to the Survivor AdWords program. I haven't said it's free yet. What do you think is the most important thing about everything that happens this weekend that you need to know to go forward and succeed? Oh, you do have to take action, right? But you need to know whether it's going to work or not. And work or not is it going to make money or not? So I'm going to give you a copy of the Web Business Planner software that will give you a 12-month program that you, when you develop your ideas, you can plug them into this, you can extract a plan for you to follow that will tell you projected possible income on your ideas to get you on track and keep you on track. Amazing. Will you put it to work?
I most definitely will. I need to and I will.
Well, it's yours. Thank you. I'm not done with you yet. How much should she pay? How much should she pay? Now, you know what happens to people that have the I want everything for free mentality, right? You'll be back here in 5 years' time saying, I'm still trying to work out this opportunity. Well, that's thousands and thousands. In fact, in a way, you can't put value on it. If I tell you what I'm going to do for you, Janet, because you are a beautiful person. I talked to you yesterday. I'm going to take $5. Have you got $5?
Well, just my chance.
Look at that.
Oh, I'm just so kind. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. You're welcome to stay up here if you're having fun. She's having fun. Okay. Well, of course, I've got an offer. I'm actively recruiting people because I want to continue to turn out success stories. The Getting Started Pack, which includes the world best marketing masters, all the people that I ran through for you before, all the individual DVD and CD video interviews that I did with them, has a value and sells online for £227. The Winning Web Business Complete System, a game plan and a roadmap to web business profit. The Recorded Teleclasses, £297. That's what it sells for online. The Keyword Creator Booster and Management Tool. Remember we turned 100 keywords into 1,307? That's a special tool that we have to do that. It's £147. Survivor AdWords, my favourite game, Outwit, Outplay, Outsell on Google. That program sells for £97 online. The Web Business Mastermind, the collaboration. We're not a big, teleclass kind of setup. We run it like a round table. You can share what you've learnt, what struggles you've had with the group, and the group can brainstorm with you. This is how, in this particular room, I happen to have two examples of my clients becoming my business partners with their ideas, because they've got bloody good ideas. So why wouldn't you make them your business partners, right? Live coaching and training, because what Janet's got there is a recorded masterclass that I did for the Australian WIS Summit attendees just recently, but I don't think that just listening to someone else's experience is enough. So I'm offering up a live coaching program once you've gone through the recorded information to then lead you from where you're at right now, the process of setting up a winning web business. Now, I said I'd give you all a contacts list for free. What about having access to my Rolodex? The people that I use around the world to do all the hard stuff for me. The people that make my business plug and play. The people that you could spend hundreds of hours and thousands of dollars yourself trying to find. Who's done that? I saw David nodding his head like, yeah, it's a killer. The Web Business Planner. If you don't know where you're going, essential piece of intelligence for you to have. Some other essential things, I think Tony mentioned it. I don't just put things together and just say, this is the latest, greatest thing. I've got a little toolbox of things that you need when you're focusing on the P and the A to Z to building a successful web-based business. Plus, I'm going to give you the law of success in 16 lessons. And to help you get started, particularly if you think, and you work in the personal development area or in the internet business area, if you think other people could get value from the DVDs and the CD series of masters, world best marketing masters, I'll actually give you the right to market and sell those products and keep how much? 100%. Is that a good offer? 100%. Now, you have to fulfill the order, right? And it's a physical product, but use that CD, DVD, on-demand guy. He's already got all my stuff. You just got to plug in with him. If you want to do that, if you think you've got an active marketplace. I had a guy in Australia, he bought my program. He had a list of stock market traders and he emailed them about the web business opportunity and said there's this series of world best marketing masters. He got more back in 4 days than he paid me for the whole thing just by doing a mail out. So reprint rights are available if you want them. Tomorrow morning, I believe in getting started right away, right? No messing around. The stuff we've got to get you set up, ready to go. So we're going to have a breakfast club, 7 a.m. down in the restaurant. And whoever's on the program is going to be there. And we're going to sit down with you one-on-one and just get a snapshot of where you're at right now and give you two or three things that you need to go away and work on in the next day or so. And on top of that, Graham, I picked this up from outside. Other than Graham, has anyone heard of Robert Imbriali from the States? This guy's been online since 1989. And he has a wealth consciousness program that he runs as well. So he combines the technical, tactical and conscious state of mind stuff all in one. Do you reckon he'd be fairly useful? Well, I convinced him last weekend. I got the opportunity to meet him. He's coming to Australia in November and we're going to do an advanced masterclass together. So it's kind of like the guy that's been around forever and the slippy chick on the new kid on the block, combining our resources, and we're running a masterclass. If you join my program and you get your web business going, I am going to let you come to that for free. All you got to do is get yourself to Australia. This is a masterclass. We're going to be selling the tickets for $4,000. Okay, we're going to be working with about 25 people. So there's about 25 seats available on that. Also, next year, I'm blessed to be invited to speak in South Africa. If you can get a website up and running and you can make a dollar and you can show me a plan that's going to produce you an income, if you can get yourself to South Africa, you can come and join me at the first ever South African Internet Conference. Is that cool? Yeah. I thought so. Later in the year, I'm speaking in the USA. Same offer. For the next 12 months, any live events that I do, and potentially I'm in India as well, but that's a bit flaky, but I'm working on it. Got to get them an internet connection, right? Any of the events that I do over the next 12 months, if you can get to where they are, which will include one in the UK with Peter Woodhead, you can come for free. But you must be able to show me an income plan for the next 12 months. The total value of this program is £2,400. I don't mess around. I want to work with people that are going to take their business seriously. You see, when I ran my pilot program last year, I didn't tell people my master plan. I just wanted to see what they do when they were given a $1 opportunity, whether they take it seriously or not. That time's now passed. I've been patient. I've refined my system. The total package value, £2,400 of information and assistance and the right tools to build a successful web business based on my winning web business three-stage system that I've been testing in the marketplace for 3 years is £2,400. If you go onto the internet and buy all of these pieces individually, that's what you're going to pay. But the summit offer, as they always should, comes with a guarantee as well. If my unique system, no one has the web business planner, no one has my super duper booster keyword tool, not the way I have it and not in the way I use it, because I don't know many people online that make repeatedly $100,000 from customers and some of the other achievements that we have. So if my unique system doesn't outline the step-by-step process that you can follow to putting a profitable web business together, I will personally refund your money. Is that fair? I'm going to offer you a fair price. The special event price, £997. You won't look back. I can't guarantee your success, though. It's going to require your input, your energy, and I'll match your energy. If you don't show up, I'll remind you forgot, but that's about the limit. I want to work with people that want to work on their business and their reality, as Janet has rightfully pointed out. She's here to take the stress out of her life. Now, Sean, you're joining my program already, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
What happened to you to get here?
I was lucky enough. Is that Mike? Can I speak?
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
Speaking to your chest. Might not like it.
Just quickly, I've got about 30 seconds. And
sorry, I was lucky enough to hear Jen online, and
she was speaking about the World Internet Summit and offered a free gift her keyword tool if she went to a website, and I went there because of that, and from there joined signed up for the Internet Summit.
But didn't I make you an outrageous nutsy offer that you
did? Yeah, I mean it was fantastic. Well, all this package on there really. She had testimonials on there, as we see on the site, audio and visual. Also a little clip of her actually in a swimsuit, which was
yeah.
getting into the sea, which actually
clinched
the deal for me.
It's trust, right? If you're willing to reveal yourself in a swimsuit, I figure, you know, let's go on as far as you need to go.
So but all those fantastic offers on there convinced me to come to the summit.
Fantastic.
Thank
and
you
now
very much.
Sean will be on our program. So he will be at breakfast tomorrow morning. Will you be at breakfast tomorrow morning? My name's Jenny Amato. I'm a winning web business owner. I'll be down the back with the order forms. And if you want to join the program, come see me right away. Thank you very much.